Ball on the tee at the 40-yard line for the kickoff to start the second half. Rauschenberg came out with about 7 minutes left in the halftime intermission and practiced field goal kicking. He missed a short one. That also had something to do with a bad hold on that, but he was out working on that kickoff and place kicking. And he approaches the football, and the second half is underway from Union Tuttle Stadium in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 14-0 Redskins as Rauschenberg kicks it into the end zone. That's an automatic touchback in high school football. And it'll be Owosso looking to get their offense going. And one of the key things is Bill Blankenship, was reminded, is always known for his halftime adjustments.
He is always good at that, and that's what a good coach does. Goes in and makes some really big adjustments. Look, you're working with high school kids. You've got to be the leader, and Coach Blankenship is the leader. So he's going to make some fine-tune adjustments, maybe some gross adjustments, and hopefully on the same side of the ball, Union has made some counter adjustments to know what they're going to have to stop on the second half here.
And consider this, Bill Blankenship has won the last four state championships he's coached in. That was, he had Union titles when he was Union coach, 2004-2005. Took Fayetteville, Arkansas to a championship 2016. And last year, of course, Owosso. Snap of the football. Handoff goes off the right side. And good pickup there across the 20 to the 24-yard line. As we're underway in the second half, Owosso will have a second down at about 6.
Well, we got the second half getting underway here. But what does it look like to warm up the second half in the weather, Doc?
Well, it's 63 degrees right now, but it feels like 61 because we got a 12-mile-an-hour wind from the north. And so, but it is not raining quite as hard as it was.
Pass by Keeney out to the left flat intended for Grant Van Landingham, and good defensive play there by the Redskins' Jaquan Sanders. Incomplete pass. It'll be third down and 6 for Owosso at their own 24-yard line.
Well, that's a big one. That's going to put some pressure on early again here in the second half in the third down and long conversion.
Two receivers left, two to the right. Eddie Neighbor in the backfield, the running back with the quarterback, Will Keeney. They need 6 yards on third down. Need to reach the 30 to keep this drive going. Keeney back to pass. Looks off the right side. Throws over the middle. Incomplete. Right off the chest. Looks like of the intended receiver there, Trey Goins. Incomplete. It'll be punt time for the Rams on their first possession of the second half. They go 3 and out. Jacob Rogers, the inside linebacker, was there defensively for Union to make the play.
That's such a tough catch. You're coming from the outside as a receiver, and that's coming at you really, really fast. So Keeney put the button hook on him, and it dropped it right into his breadbasket. But it's coming so fast. You got linebackers in your grill. That's a tough one to make.
4th and 6, Ethan Gooden now, the Owosso punter, standing at his own 10-yard line. Single safety waiting for the return is Kyler Pearson at the 45 for Union. But hits at the 45 and rolls out of bounds at around the 42-yard line. That's where Union will take over. 1st and 10 for their first possession offensively of the second half. By the way, next week, Union again has a home game. Hopefully the weather's better as we close out the month of September. September 28th, the week from tonight, Mustang comes in to take on Union. District play continues. So Mustang at Union. After that, the Redskins have another road trip at Putnam City North on October 5th, then they'll be at Moore October 12th. So that's some of the upcoming games, the Union Redskins. But again, next week, another home game, Mustang at Union. 1st and 10, Redskins, the 42-yard line. Handoff goes off the right side. Darius Boone, who had such a big first half, picks up about 3-4 yards here on this first down, 2nd and 6. Union at their own 46-yard line, leading Owosso 14-0. Just underway in the third quarter. Rain has let up a bit, but it rained all day. It rained hard here in Tulsa area. Over 4 inches of rain, they said, here at Union Tuttle Stadium. The temperature dropped 30 degrees from yesterday. Boone in the backfield. Thompson, quick snap, takes a quick throw out to the right side. Caught there by Kyler Pearson, but it's a short gain on the play. Defensively, good job by Deuce Mayberry for Owosso. Holds it to a short gain. It'll be 3rd down. And about 6, Union need to get to the Owosso 48-yard line for a 1st down. Clock is running with 10 minutes left in this third quarter. Union 14, Owosso nothing.
They're coming back strong on the ground.
Boone in the backfield to the left side of the quarterback, Peyton Thompson in the shotgun. Thompson turns, hands to Boone. Boone looks to the right side, gets a break, big hole, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. They won't catch him. It's another touchdown, a long run for Darius Boone. He'll go all the way, 54 yards to the touchdown. Ricky Stromberg, left tackle, came over with a nice block on the play. But Darius Boone is now, nearing the 200-yard mark on the ground here. That whole left side, Ricky Stromberg, Quentin Barnes, Gabe Cantu. Oh, with some great blocking effort there, and Darius Boone just ripped through the heart of the Owosso defense. 20-0 Union now, 9:45 to play in this third quarter.
I want to see a slow-motion instant replay. That was 274 yards on Boone for the evening. Wow, what a great first half and a first couple plays of the second.
Rauschenberg slams it through with the extra point. Kick is up, kick is good, and Union is up on Owosso 21-0 as we take a break here with Redskins football from Tulsa, Oklahoma on KRMG 102.3.
No one serves you better than Bob Moore Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Tulsa. We've been serving Oklahoma for over 50 years and have always gone the extra mile for you. Like this month only, you can get an oil change for just under $20 and explore our selection of used vehicles starting at $2,800. Visit Bob Moore Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Tulsa today. Respectfully, Bob Moore. Price plus tax, tag, and license. See dealer for details. Expires 10/1/18.
We started Allegiant with a simple goal, so the one person who couldn't travel could. 80 million passengers later, that goal remains the same. Save when you book flights, rental cars, and hotels together only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Tulsa to Orlando Sanford one way for as low as $65. Must be purchased by October 3rd, 2018 for travel between September 7, 2018 and December 31st, 2018. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Awesome, ready to kick off for Union. They now lead 21-0. Omar Barker, Deuce Mayberry, deep for Owosso, waiting for this kickoff. Here comes Rauschenberg. The ball's in the air. And through the end zone once again. Boy, he is quite a weapon. One of the best kickers in high school football in this country, and one of the highly rated prospects here in Oklahoma.
I'll tell you what, he's got quite the leg, and I just posted on my Facebook page. I tagged you in it. So if you go to Zach Jones or Chris Lincoln, Becky and Chris Lincoln, you can check it out. That's a 60-yard field goal he put through warming up at halftime, and that's just something you don't see at this level and oftentimes even the next level. So this kid has got an unbelievable weapon he ought to have insured.
I know he's made a visit to Arkansas already, and visit with the Razorbacks. God knows those Hogs could use some help. First and 10. Also at the 20-yard line. Handoff goes to Ahmad Triplett, one of the reserve running backs. And maybe a yard of the play. Did he get anything? Nope, nothing. Nope, got a couple. Give him a couple. Michael Pent, the defensive end for Union, made the tackle. Second down and 8. Isaiah McGuire also part of the stop there for Union.
Just great defense again. Good pressure up in the middle. Really not seeing anything big and different from the Rams. And they've been kind of working just the run game tonight. They haven't seen a whole lot of pass game. And when they have, Keenan's had a lot of pressure. So great job of the Redskins by making them just play one line of offense here.
Ahmad Triplett, the running back, takes the step. Handoff comes from Keene. Goes, breaks a hole, breaks another tackle. 30, 35, 40, 45. Big run there from the sophomore. The 5'8", 215-pound Ahmad Triplett. It was Jaquan Sanders that might have made a touchdown-saving tackle. The Rams really busted one there.
Yeah, they sure did. It looked like one of the D-backs from the Redskins came up to make the play and actually ended up running into the referee. So he's coming to fill hard and ran right into the ref, wasn't able to make the play. That was Keith Dorsey. Again, he's been filling hard all night, and the umpire got to feel a little bit of that one. Unfortunately, that one's looks like going to put the first down, but they haven't marked it yet. I was trying to see if they had a flag down somewhere. No, they don't.
At the 45-yard line, Owosso with the football and a first down in their own territory. Trying to get something going. They're down 21-0 to Union here. One receiver left, one to the right side. Taking the handoff, Keen turns and hands it off, and Caleb Seamatter gets his yard or two off the left side, right side guard. Not much there.
And C-Matter's the new running back. I know you said something at halftime that Isaiah Jacobs hurt his leg, I believe, in one of the scrimmages. And he's quite the running back. We haven't seen him tonight. They've actually, I didn't see C-Matter play the last couple games, so maybe he had. But he's their go-to tonight.
Second and eight, Owosso. Snap. During the handoff goes to C-Matter, and C-Matter is going to be shoved back and thrown down inside the 45-yard line. They'll give him his forward progress, but it won't be much. It'll be third down and long again for Owosso. Third and eight. Again, the Union defense led by Elijah Tomlin and Trey Thompson, the two outside linebackers, stoned that play.
A great push there in the middle. Looked like he had a lot of room to go and got stoned at the line of scrimmage, and Trey Thompson came around the corner, really cut hard to make sure he secured the tackle.
Kenny, the Owosso quarterback, takes the snap, hands off to Thanker coming around the reverse, 50, 45, going to have a first down, it looks like. Well done, nice looking play there. That was the junior, Dawson Adams, on a flanker reverse, 5'11", 175-pounder. Keith Dorsey, the strong safety, made the hit, but not before he gained the line to go, gain in the first down, first and 10, now in Union territory, Owosso at the Redskins, 45.
That was quite a quick play there, like a little jet sweep. They just kind of hand off to that inside running back to Adams, and man, they put the heat on the outside corner there.
Edmond Triplett in the backfield takes the handoff. He's the big running back. He can be pulled down by one arm and twisted down, and down he goes. Wow. He's 5'8", 215, and I tell you, Ricky Stromberg, the nose guard, grabbed him, just twisted him down, and he had nowhere to go. Lost yardage on the play.
I like that you spotted that he's the nose guard, because this is the first night we've seen him on the defense, and that was an unbelievable one-handed tackle for a big fella, too. That the guy in the backfield there, Ahmad, is a big fella. I don't see 215 pounds, yeah. And he brought him down with one hand. Wow. He's also the guy that opened up that hole for Boone to walk through.
Triplett still in the backfield now. Low snap. Taking it there is Keeney. Keeney has time now. Throws down the left side, and it's caught out of bounds at the 31-yard line. It was a nice catch there by Keelan Carney. Defending was Trey Thompson, but nicely done by Keeney. Really laid that one in there.
That was a nice one to the outside. I thought maybe Isaiah McGuire was going to get in there and put his hands on the quarterback again. He may have been held up just a little bit by the line of scrimmage, but, you know, no call for that one, and that's a big first down for the Rams.
First down, 10, Owosso at the Union 31-yard line. Man goes in motion. Flanker again on the reverse. Cuts up inside the 30. Dives for the 25-yard line. Again, that was Dawson Adams. They've used that play before. He's been successful. Pick up about... five on the play, second and five now. The football resting at the Redskin 26. Owosso on the drive, trailing Union 21-0. 6:20 left to play in the third quarter. Sophomore Edmond Triplett, the big running back, to the backfield to the right side. Turn handoff to him. Up the middle he goes. He's stacked up there by the center of the Union defense. Push back for little or no gain on that play.
Well, that might be one of those adjustments you've seen at the halftime. We didn't see him do any of that jet sweep handoff or anything to the outside. They ran up in the middle, and they threw to the outside. There you see a new wrinkle in the offense, and they're seeing something. That's the first time they've counted off of it, but they're trying to get to the corners because they're feeling the pressure in the middle.
Got nothing on it. Second down and five. It's third and five now. Still Union 26-yard line. Rams trying to get to the Redskin 21 for a first down to keep this drive going. Ahmad Tripp in the backfield behind the quarterback Keeney. Keeney takes the snap, fakes the handoff, big pressure, rushes on, eludes one tackler, throws down the left sideline, out of bounds, incomplete. A lot of pressure by Isaiah McGuire, the senior 6'4", 250-pound defensive end, and really Keeney had no chance.
He didn't have a chance there, and Keeney is not looking to run downfield, which is uncharacteristic of Keeney. He's a tough kid. He likes to look downfield, run downfield, and he broke the pocket there after just avoiding the tackle by Isaiah and really just kind of threw it away, basically. He threw it out by Trey Thompson, but he didn't want to put it out there.
Owosso's going to go for it, looks like, on fourth down and five. From the 26-yard line, need the 21 for a first down. Here's another fourth down. They have not converted the fourth down tonight. 0-2. Triplett in the backfield behind the quarterback, Keeney. Three receivers right, one to the left. Keeney rolls to the right side, gets a nice block from Triplett. A man wide open, catches it. First down, Rams inside the Union 20-yard line. Good-looking play there. Grant Van Landingham to split in. As they had three receivers out to that side, he rolled to that side and was wide open.
That's an interesting play there. The Redskins did the right thing. They stayed deep. They didn't give up a big play. But I was going to say they're going to go for the first down. Oftentimes you see in this level that they'll settle up short. They'll go to the 9-yard and not the 10-yard to get the first down. There they had enough.
First and 10 Rams at the Union 16-yard line. Triplett in the backfield. Takes the handoff off the right side inside the 15. Bulls his way to the 13-yard line. Picked up three or four on the play. Second down is Owosso, their best drive of the night. Going into a stiff north breeze. Temperatures low 60s and the rain still falling. Is that right, Zach? It's hard to see the lights here.
Yeah, it looks like it's raining just a little bit. A little lighter, smaller drops, but it's still coming down.
Nick Jones, that inside linebacker, has had a big night. The senior helped on that last play for the tackle.
Got an equipment timeout, or what are they doing here? There's a flag over on the opposite side there, Coach.
All right, bring him back here. March it back outside the 20, the 21-yard line now.
Oh, illegal shift. I had to check that. We don't see that one every day. I didn't know if it was a sideline warning or the illegal shift. Thanks, Jeff.
So the Rams have it first and 15 at the Union 21-yard line. Again, Redskins lead 21-0. Triplett in the backfield, the big back, just to the left side of Will Keeney, the quarterback. Keeney takes it, now makes a pitch inside, and the shuttle pass. The ball goes, and it should be incomplete pass.
That's an incomplete pass.
Incomplete pass. Brandon Reed, the tight end coming inside, was intended receiver on the shuttle pass. Elijah Tomlin broke things up there, and right away it was an incomplete pass, so it'll be second down and 15 now for Owosso. Football show, the 21-yard line. They can get a first and goal if they can get to the Union 6-yard line.
Looked like Darius Murdoch had his grips on it and was looking for the end zone, but they blew that one dead, and he wasn't going to get the hustle. So save some wind on that one.
Triplett's been the featured running back for the Rams in place of Eddie Nava for this second half. In the backfield now, Nigindic's handoff, big hole off the right side, breaks one tackle, spins, goes inside to the 15-yard line, but it will be still third and long for Owosso. Clock counting 4:50 and running left in the third quarter. Owosso trails Union 21-0.
Well, this is about as deep as the Rams have been inside of the red zone. And here they get down here again, a long third down. So a lot of pressure when they get down here. They haven't made it easy on them, the Redskins haven't tonight.
Keeney has tripled off to his right side. Fakes the handoff, looks to throw, being rushed, and has to throw quickly and incomplete. Intended out there for Trey Goins, but he had to make a real quick throw there as the pressure really came on with Elijah Tomlin, the linebacker, also Jaquan Sanders.
Yeah, that's great defense there by everyone around. Big pressure in the inside. Again, what you're seeing from the line of scrimmage is big pressure on the quarterback. They're not able to stand back there. This year, the DBs have played great in the backfield, but the quarterbacks have had enough time to run around and scramble to create something. But tonight, that's not the case for one of the most mobile quarterbacks in this league.
So it's another fourth down attempt there. 0 for fourth downs tonight, 0 for 4. This is fourth down, 9 to go. Back to passes, Keeney. Now he's going to run with the football. Now throws on the run, and it is incomplete. In the corner of the end zone, incomplete. And Owosso gives it up again. Union takes over on downs, leading 21-0, 4:19 left to play in this third quarter. And the Redskins will take over the football, and I tell you, it's been an overnight for Owosso. They've been trying these fourth downs, but nothing working for them.
They have been trying it, and they've been trying inside that red zone to get into the green where it pays, but that's the second time inside the red zone they've given it up on downs. 15 plays, taking up 5 minutes and 22 seconds, and coming out with no points is not what Coach Blankenship had in mind.
And 0 for 4 in fourth downs. Is that right, Richard? Oh, 1 for 4. Okay, 1 for 4 in fourth downs. Out comes the Union offense. Darius Boone in the backfield with Peyton Thompson. Thompson takes a snap, hands to Boone. Boone off the right side guard. Pulls his way across the 20, the 22-yard line. Gained about 6 or 7 on the play. Imad Triplett, the Rams' outside linebacker, brings down Boone. Is going to be pushing 300 yards, I think, by now.
Yeah, he's really getting after it in that second half here. That big run, that first one out. We'll catch up here about 280. Is that what you see? 280 is right over the shoulder of statistician here. So Richard Jones on top of his pencil's burning.
Thompson with Boone in the backfield. One receiver left, two to the right side. Clock running 3:45, third quarter. Union 21-0 lead. Here's the pass outside by Thompson. Caught there by Kyler Pearson. And Pearson can be run out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Be close to a first down. Let's see what they mark it. Nope, not the 24. Be a yard short. Gage Langley, the free safety for the Rams, pushed him out of bounds, leaving us with a third and one for Union.
Well, this is a lot easier, a third and one, than it is to pick up those other ones. And right now, Redskins are 6 of 10 on third down.
Boone in the backfield on the right side of the quarterback, Peyton Thompson. Thompson takes a snap, hands to Boone, right up the middle, breaks a tackle across the 30, still on his feet, 35-yard line, carries a couple with him. First down, Reunion. Another big run by the senior Darius Boone. 12-yard run. He pushes close to 300-yard mark on the
night.
That's
amazing. He needs 8 yards to pick it up, or 12 yards, I guess, 12 more. So an amazing job by Darius Boone, and this is the guy that I really like watching that grow with the Union Redskins. And tonight, man, just running with some fury.
Thompson, new running back in there, hands off to the left side, sweeps around to the 40-yard line. Xavier Dandridge in there, the running back. Coming in now is Torrey Dillard at a receiver position for Union. Second and six. Redskins football, their own 40-yard line. Under 3 minutes now left in the third quarter with number three Union leading number four Owosso 21-0 so far here at Tuttle Stadium. Waiting for the snap. Thompson takes the handoff to Dandridge. Throws out on the right side flat to Dillard. Dillard is now shoved out of bounds just across the 45-yard line. It's going to be very close to a first down. Let's see how they'll mark it here. Looks like it's going to be third and about a yard. Yep, third yard. Deuce Mayberry, the right cornerback, shoved him out of bounds where he could make the first down line. Boone is back in the game now. Darius Boone, number 27, 5'1", 200-pound senior. In the backfield to the right side of the senior quarterback, Peyton Thompson. On a third and one. Hand off Boone. Boone up the middle. Now breaks to the right side. 50. First down. Across the 50. 45. Pulled down from behind at the 40-yard line. Dives inside the 40. Another great run for Darius Boone. Is that going to give him the 300? Yeah. Over 300 yards now on the ground for the senior running back, Darius Boone. What a performance.
What a night. Yeah, he got rolled up on there a little bit. He's going to walk that one off. Maybe just tweaked a little ankle. But, man, what a great night. He's been running all night and creating big line holes from the big fellas up front. Good job.
Who decided putting dark red numbers on a black jersey was a good idea? Union uniforms are tough. Dandridge is in there now for Boone.
Wonder if they can pull that substitution off after they broke the huddle.
Waiting for the snap. Thompson with a shotgun. Fakes the handoff. Throws it way behind his intended receiver there. Adds some pressure on as well. Kyler Pearson was the intended receiver. A lot of pressure put on by Aiden Odell, the Rams defensive end. And Thompson had to let it go in a hurry there. Incomplete pass. It'll be second and 10. Union at the Owosso 40-yard line. It's 21-0. Redskins over the Rams here. We're coming down to 2 minutes and 6 seconds. Clock stopped in the incompletion. Left in the third quarter.
I believe that's the first time Peyton had to get rid of it quick tonight. And he really had to get rid of that one.
Dandridge still in the backfield with Thompson. Takes a snap. Hands to Dandridge, sweeps to the left side at the 40, cuts inside of the 35-yard line, and going to be pulled down there. The third down at about 5 or 6 here for Union when they spot the football. Jade Thomason was on the tackle for the Rams. Hitting a lot of clock here, too, as this clock continues to run. We're inside a minute 45 now, Zach.
Just winding down quick, and you see they're going to run this. Boone tried to get back out on the field. They had to call him back in there. So he's feeling it tonight. He's like that Michael Jordan. He said the rim feels like it's big. You just can't miss. He's out. He's feeling everything.
Third down and 6 from the 36. Even 30 for the first down. And whistles sound as Thompson throws a quick pass out to the right side, but whistles flags first. Legal procedure. Motion against the Rams. Against the Redskins. Will cost Union 5 yards, so instead of 3rd and 6, we'll go to 3rd and 11, and the football comes back to the Owosso 41-yard line.
Those are those ones you'd wish you could have back and just sit still, but looked like they had that one set up perfectly. They did a little swing pass to Xavier to the outside, and looked like it was blocked enough for the first down, and they're going to have to try something special here again.
Thompson brings him out. Dandridge is still the running back on the left side. One receiver left, two to the right. They need 11 on third down. Back to pass is Thompson. Looking down the middle. Throws to the left side. It's going to be intercepted. 30, 35, 40, 45. Midfield and pushed down there. It was Gage Laney, the free safety, who stepped in front of Kyler Pearson, intended receiver. Made the interception. Returned it across midfield. And the Owosso Rams still battling. Down 21-0. Get the turnover.
Yeah, that was a good hustle by the O-line there. Gabe Cantu and then also Quentin Barnes over there to make sure that they didn't do a pick six. Big hustle. I think that Peyton might have telegraphed that one just a little bit late across the middle. Great job by the defender stepping underneath that one and picking it off in stride and really close to going to the house on that one.
The Rams still looking for points. Down 21-0 in the final minute, 5 seconds of this third quarter. Out comes their offense, again led by their outstanding senior quarterback, Will Keeney. Eddie Nabas back in there. They're starting running back. He goes in motion. Keeney by himself drops the football, picks it up, looks downfield. Now he's going to try to run with it. Finds a hole at the 45, cuts inside at the 40, drags a couple of Redskin tacklers down to the 38-yard line. So he made something out of nothing there.
That was one of those, what you said, I've been talking about how much time he hasn't had. There he dropped the ball, had a chance to look downfield, and then scrambled for it and tucked that ball and really almost picked up the first down.
Michael Walker, number 19, was number 34, inside linebacker for Union, made the tackle on the play, but that was an 8-yard run by Will Keeney, the Owosso senior quarterback. So it'll be second and two in the last 30 seconds of this third quarter. The Rams break the huddle, send two receivers left, one to the right. Back is Eddie Naber. They're starting running back to the right side. Keeney now keeps the ball, dives inside, is going to have a first down at the 35-yard line of Union. First and 10 for the Owosso Rams. See if they get another playoff here at the third quarter. It's 17 seconds. They wind the clock now. Michael Panther, defensive end senior, made the tackle.
Good job by Keeney, just enough to get the first down. He hasn't done that big run that I'm used to seeing him scramble and break loose and create something, but he has done a couple on third and fourth down here to pick up that extra little inch and a half to get the first.
Keeney went over the sideline to get the play from Coach Blankenship. 1 second left. They did not get out underway. Thought they had the play going on a first and 10 for Union 36, but the official said that that's it. The quarter has expired. We have just 12 minutes left to play here at Tulsa's Union Tuttle Stadium. With the fourth quarter just about to start, it's Union 21, Owosso nothing. You're listening to Redskins Football on KRMG 102.3.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG.